Chapter 15. The sky was filled with giant wings and enormous beaks, and the bone-chilling sound of the Quetzalcoatlus's cries echoed out over the village. The noise they made sounded like some kind of zombie from a horror movie got thrown into a garbage disposal, and a cold sense of dread swept over me. I grabbed one of the blasters from the storage box and quickly slung it over my shoulder with my sharp gun. Adhara picked up another blaster, and even with all the screams echoing around us, I couldn't help but notice how hot she was with that weapon and her glamorous dress. My focus was quickly dragged back to the chaos before us as the flock of Quetzalcoatluses soared over the village. There were too many to count, and all I could see was an army of massive leathery wings above the village. Screams rang out from every direction, and my whole body shuddered as the dinos started to circle above us. They moved in a steady flow and lifted their heads up with every screech. Each flap of their wings made a dull whooshing sound, and their sharp beaks opened and closed hungrily. Quan's men had clearly realized their rifles were useless until the dinosaurs got closer, and they positioned themselves sporadically around the grounds and the streets of the village. "We can blast some of those fuckers from here," I said as I jumped down the temple steps. "Right, Adhara?"
"Yes,"
the alien said as she glared at the sky.
"We kill them good this way."
Minjun stood under the shadow of the dinos with his blaster over his shoulder, and his focus stayed on the sky as we hurried over to him. "We need to shoot," I said. "We can do some serious damage with these. We should space out."
"You stay in the center," Minjun nodded. "I go left, Adhara right. Move."
I positioned myself in the center of the grounds and looked upward to see a horrific whirlpool of Quetzalcoatluses. They blocked the sun with their thick, matted bodies and massive wingspans. The talons at the end of their wings stood out against the blue sky, and their enormous beaks opened wide with every roar. I had no doubt we only had a matter of minutes before they broke out from their intimidating circle and swooped down to grab their first victims. I put my right foot forward as I steadied myself and aimed the alien weapon for the most central of the flying bastards. I hoped the explosion would be enough to hit at least two of them, and with Adhara and Minjun, we might be able to seriously fuck them all up.
"Ready,"
Minjun called, and I gripped the lever of the blaster in my hand as I pulled it back.
"Fire!"
I let go of the lever as I kept my form steady, and the purple ball of alien plasma rocketed into the air. The other two fired at the same time, and it looked like a bizarre fireworks display as the glowing orbs flew into the sky. It took a second for the purple balls to reach the flock, and I kept my eyes on my own explosive as it flew directly into one of the dino's chests. Adhara and Minjun's shots hit members of the flock at the edge of the circle, and suddenly we were below the most disgusting explosion imaginable. My shot had obliterated the central dino as it erupted into a fiery cloud of guts and fur. The blast also carried on to two nearby Quetzalcoatluses, who both met the same fate of fiery mid-air deaths. Adhara and Minjun both got two dinosaurs each, and our kills resulted in blood raining down onto the village of Sengup. There were screams from the residents and the armed men as bits of beaks, wings, flesh, and organs fell down on us all. I gagged as something red and squishy fell directly onto my shoes, and I kicked it off as I wiped blood splatter from my eyes. The remaining dinos cried out in fury and flew higher as their flock members' guts rained down onto thatched houses.
"Motherfuckers!"
Becca yelled. I whipped around in utter confusion to find Becca, Kat, and Heiwan emerging from the temple in matching black leggings and tank tops. They all had matching white sneakers on, too, and their sharp guns were clutched tightly in their hands. "What the—" I muttered as they raced to my side.
"Becca made us take a change of clothes,"
Kat explained hurriedly.
"She said she wouldn't let any dino fuckers ruin her wedding dress."
"Good thing I did,"
the blonde scoffed.
"We looked way too hot to have dino gunk on us. Look at this fucking mess."
"Good shot, Jason,"
Heiwan said as she looked at the sky.
"You guys killed a bunch of them."
I quickly counted the remaining members of the flock. Nine of the huge Quetzalcoatluses soared high above the village, and the bastards had been smart enough to spread out so we couldn't hit two at once again. There was a sudden stampede of footsteps, and a crowd of villagers raced around the corner into the grounds of the temple with their borrowed K2s clutched in hand. It was mostly young men and women, and their faces were pale but covered in determined scowls.
There is a shitload of guns in this village,
Kat said as Min Jun ran over to the locals.
This has got to be enough to kill them.
Quan yelled instructions at his men as the flock started to call out to each other in eerily synchronized shrieks, and I had a suspicion the dinos were arranging their mass attack. From what I knew, dinosaurs had an unnerving ability to learn from previous mistakes. We just had to remain one step ahead. If the Quetzalcoatluses swooped down at us, the blasters could end up getting fired into the crowd or blasting the nearest locals. I wasn't going to take any chances, and I knew the sharp gun could do just as much damage if I got the shot right. I placed the blaster down at my feet and swiveled my sharp gun around to my front. Spread out, I told the girls. And I was about to discuss my plan further when one of the dinos plunged downward from the sky. Its massive beak came hurtling down toward Quan, who stood near the temple steps with a gang of his guards. The Korean man was ready, and he opened fire into the creature's skull as it came plunging closer. I raced forward and dropped to my knees as soon as I was in range, and I fired a sharp bullet right into the dino's belly and then swiftly put another one in its neck. Along with the volley of bullets from Quan's men, it didn't take long for our attack to cripple the beast. The huge wings flapped violently as the bloody dino suddenly did a massive barrel roll and crashed into the grounds of the temple.
Jason, look out!
My girls all shrieked. I dove to the side to avoid being whacked on the head by an enormous wing, and I narrowly escaped as the beast fell dead in a heap. Then I heard my lover stampeding over to me as I stared at the corpse in front of me. The Quetzalcoatlus absolutely stunk, and I groaned as the putrid stench of rotted meat and fish wafted from its cracked beak. Seeing it on the ground made it seem even bigger, and I scrambled to my feet with the help of Haewon and Becca.
Shit, that was close,
my Korean lover panted. I'm fine, I panted and pointed to the sky. Look! Seconds after I spoke, the entire remaining flock shrieked and dove down from the sky, and the Quetzalcoatluses were spread out over the village as they came at a terrifying speed. I heard Quan's men yell as the sound of a machine gun echoed out over the streets, and two of the dinos crashed down from the sky onto a block of houses. There were shrieks as the massive bodies destroyed the buildings, and I only hoped there hadn't been anyone inside. Then one of the dinos flew straight at us. As it parted its massive beak and shrieked, both Kat and I fired sharp bullets right into its mouth. The bullets flew through the beast's tongue, and as it gurgled blood, I aimed right between the eyes. My next shot soared right into the dino's brain as Haewon fired a bullet into its orange eye, and the barrage of lethal wounds were enough to kill it before it reached the ground. Fuck! Run! I bellowed. Then we all hauled ass as its massive, lifeless body came hurtling straight down at us, and we leapt for the temple steps just as its body hit the ground and shook the earth. My girls swore at the top of their lungs as they grabbed onto the steps to keep their balance, but I wasn't so lucky this time as I was on my first kill. The edge of its wing slammed into my knee as the dino's body crumpled. Ah, fuck! I yelped as my leg was knocked out from under me. I came crashing backward down the temple steps, but I managed to spare my head and face and absorb the fall with a roll. Then I groaned as I hauled my ass back up onto my feet, but I knew that was going to leave a lot of nasty bruises.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Becca panted as she sprinted back down the steps. I was already standing and testing my leg by the time my four women reached me again, and I waved off their worried expressions. I'm fine. I can walk, I assured them, despite the throbbing pain in my leg.
Jason, look at this shit,
Kat said. I looked out at the chaotic scene before me, and my women all stepped closer as their eyes went wide. Villagers fought alongside trained assassins, and bullets soared through the air, and there was a scream as one of the dinos was shot down directly over a nearby street. The huge body collapsed the thatched roof of three houses in seconds, and its wings demolished the walls into rubble. Dust and dirt filled the air, and several people choked up bile beside me. One of the young men of the village was too close to the action, and a brick from the destroyed house came flying toward him. The man cried out as the brick smashed into his shin and dropped onto his foot, and several other locals ran over to try and haul him away. I wiped the dust off my face with my suit sleeve, and my eyes watered as the filth drifted through the air. I was surrounded by huge corpses, the remains of exploded dinos, and screaming villagers who waved rifles they were barely able to shoot. And the Quetzalcoatluses seemed to have figured out we were all armed and ready. The remaining few soared far up toward the sky, and they called out to each other as if they were discussing their next moves. I took the break in attacks to look out over the damage that had been done. It didn't look like too many people had been hurt, but the dinos were so big, it would only take one of them to kill 10 people at once. If the sharp beaks didn't get us, then one whack with those wings would break a spine in half at the right angle. And if one dropped, and we didn't flee in time, a dozen of us would be pancakes in a matter of seconds. The villagers waved their guns over their heads as they screamed at the dinos, and Quan's men stood in a much more poised and ready arrangement around the grounds. The girls spread out around me again, and they held their sharp guns close as they studied the sky.
"What now?"
Heiwan asked with narrowed blue eyes.
"Jason!" Quan called as he jogged over to me. "The Aryan grenade worked well. Use it again!"
"If they come the tiniest bit closer, I can," I replied, and squinted up at the sun. "How many are injured?"
"A few," Quan said grimly. "But Min Jun had men positioned everywhere. We were ready for such an attack. We would handle the fallout fine."
"I can't believe this is a first married activity,"
Becca grumbled as she stomped over to join us. "You look good doing it." I grinned at her pout, and she wiped the blood off her bare arms. The other girls hurried over to us, and the dinos above us continued to screech in a synchronized, ear-splitting pattern.
"Is this usually how Korean weddings go?"
Kat asked as she swung her gun over her shoulder and pushed a curl behind her ear.
"Oh, yes,"
Heiwan sighed.
"It would not be a traditional wedding without the dino attack."
My Korean lover glared up at the circling flock, and she puckered her dark red lips in a furious pout.
"Don't worry, daughter," Quan said as he clicked his neck. "We will get back to the celebration soon. Only a few more of these bastards to go."
Sun Hee and Tae had taken the break in attacks to start evaporating some of the bodies, and for a second I wondered if that might scare the rest of the flock away. But it quickly became apparent that it had exactly the opposite effect. A howl resonated through the sky above us as one of the Quetzalcoatluses broke off from the others and sped down toward the brothers like it had been paying attention all this time. I aimed my sharp gun at the diving beast and took a shot just as Quan and half his men did the same. The dino had a head full of bullets before he could reach the brothers, and as Sun Hee and Tae ran for their fucking lives, its heavy beak smashed into the goop-covered ground. Then the body and wings splattered and sent a heavy shudder through the ground. The remaining dinos kept their distance, and they stayed in their intimidating circle of hellish wingspans.
"Hurry the fuck up and get down here!"
Becca shrieked and clenched her fists.
"I just got married, you bastards, and I want my fucking party! And we want to put our dresses back on!"
Heiwan screamed as she stomped her foot.
"This is not an acceptable way to behave at a Korean wedding!"
"Yeah, that's working,"
Kat snorted and crossed her arms.
"No, it is not,"
Edhara said with a simple shake of her head.
I didn't mean... never mind,"
the soldier sighed. The whole of the village stood and stared up as we waited for the dinos to make their next move. There wasn't much we could do other than be ready to shoot with a split second's notice, but I looked at my new brides and knew I needed to try something. I had a duty to protect them, and I wanted them to be celebrating with their new outfits, not running around in dino guts. I looked over to the parked trucks, and a plan started to come together in my mind. "The blaster's the best option," I said. "It blows them up enough that they don't cause damage to the buildings. If we shoot down any more, the next one might crush the temple or even a whole band of people." I considered the stone wall, and then I remembered the lookout posts above the gate of the village. It would be a great vantage point to use the blaster, and I could get a clean shot over the houses faster than I would at ground level. "Okay, I'm going to get up to the gateway post and get in a good position to use the blaster," I said hurriedly. "If someone can drive one of the trucks down toward me, that might distract them enough to chase after it and aim their next attack that way."
"Seems risky,"
Becca said as she bit her lip.
"They might catch the truck."
"Not if I drive it,"
Quan growled. I was shocked he was on board with my idea, but I took this as a very good sign that I didn't have to worry about his approval from here on out.
The lookout post would give you a better shot,
Kat nodded.
You could hit them while they're still higher up and have more chance of getting them all at once from the side than from underneath.
We will wait with blasters, too,
Adhara nodded.
We will not let the Omati harm you.
Thanks, I grinned. Let's get rid of these fuckers and continue the wedding.
Go, Quan nodded as he looked at the sky. They will not stay up there forever. I will drive over as soon as I see you in place.
Appa!
Heiwan gasped as she grabbed her father's hand.
It is so dangerous. Maybe one of the boys should drive.
I am the most skilled driver, Quan said as he shook his head. This is my duty to my daughter on her wedding day.
Heiwan's face scrunched up as her eyes filled with tears, and I pulled her into my arms. I will not let those things hurt him, I whispered in her ear. I promise. My wife nodded as she sniffed, and then she pulled back to stare up at me with her electric eyes.
Be careful, Jason,
Heiwan murmured.
I need my husband as well as my father.
We both do,
Becca nodded.
Come back to us, you crazy American badass.
I always will, I said, as I swung my blaster over my shoulder. Get ready, we're about to end this. I spun around and started to run down the green stretch of the grounds, past the oozing piles of flesh and armed men, and toward the village entrance. When I reached the main road, I kept close to the houses as I ran, and I kept an eye on the flock to make sure I hadn't been spotted. It looked like the men who'd been stationed at the gate had come down to help in the fight, and I spotted the narrow doorway that led up into the structure. The Quetzalcoatluses cried out above me, and their shadows were big enough to cast darkness over the whole road. Dust and dirt flew up in the air around me as I ran, and my back was drenched in sweat both from exertion and nerves. I didn't slow down until I finally skidded to a halt beside the gateway, and I jumped in through the wooden doorway that led to a curved set of stone steps. I took them three at a time without missing a beat, and it only took a matter of seconds to reach the landing post. Then I lunged out onto the lookout bridge, and it turned out it was a lot higher up here than it had looked from the truck. I gasped to catch my breath as I heard a truck engine turn on, and then I saw the large black vehicle barreling down the road toward me. I positioned myself in the center of the lookout bridge and held the blaster firmly on my shoulder as I pulled the lever back. Then Quan laid on the horn, and if the roar of his engine hadn't been enough before, the ruckus he made by hammering the shit out of the steering wheel definitely did. The flock's massive heads snapped to look down at the truck as the horn grated over and over, and the engine groaned, and my stomach flipped as they immediately started to dive.
Shit!
I growled, and steadied my stance. Quan hurtled toward the gateway without slowing down, and the four remaining Quetzalcoatluses soared right after him. I aimed slightly underneath the incoming dinosaurs and focused on nothing but making sure they didn't reach the truck. In that moment, I cared more about Quan's safety than my own, and I saw my chance as the dinos all flew so close together they looked like one humongous monster. Then I let go of the lever, and I could only watch as the purple plasma ball flew through the air. I held my breath as Quan raced down the road to the gate, and the plasma ball hit the flock just before they reached the rooftops. Four dinosaurs that size, and so close together, caused the most gruesome explosion I had seen in the whole apocalypse. The purple gas ball lit up the Quetzalcoatlus flock into a fiery cloud of matted fur, and each of them erupted into the sky in a spray of red that looked like Buckingham Fountain on crack. The sound of their bodies wrenching apart was almost as disgusting as the sizzling of their fluids being lobbed onto the rooftops, and Quan's truck skidded to the side as he narrowly avoided the outskirts of the explosion. Guts pelted his truck and the entire village behind him, and bits of wings and flesh cascaded down to the ground like a gruesome hailstorm.
Fuck yes! I whooped as I watched the carnage paint Sengup red.
Without the flock in the sky, the sun shone down clear and bright on the village again, and all my tension left my body at once. Then I raced down the stairs as Quan's truck skidded to a stop by the gate, and I leapt out onto the road with a huge grin plastered on my face. The Underground King got out of the black vehicle and glanced at his gut-covered truck before he considered the blood-drenched road. When he looked back at me, he had the biggest smile I'd ever seen from him. I noticed one of his molars was pure gold, and I briefly wondered how often he smiled enough to actually show it off.
"Jason," he said. "Well done, son."
Then Quan grabbed me by the shoulders and pulled me into a quick but firm hug, and he clapped my back just once like I'd seen guys do in movies.
"Thanks,"
I laughed, because I could barely believe Quan had just embraced me.
"Now, it is time for the reception," the Korean man said,
and I glanced down at my blood-covered suit. I fucking knew this thing wasn't going to make it a day without getting bloody.
"Yeah, I'm ready for a drink," I sighed. "Come."
Quan locked his arm over my shoulder.
"Time to party, yes? Welcome to the family. I am honored to have a man like you as my son."
Those words made me feel dizzy with happiness as we climbed into the bloody truck. And as we drove back over the slippery guts and skin, I saw my gorgeous women run down the temple hill to meet us. The sun warmed the back of my neck as we drove, and for that moment, everything was fucking perfect.